Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The irreverent Tyreek Stevenson talking about his strip and recovery of Cowboys running back Javonte Williams on Dallas's first drive, which turned out to be a crucial play. But interesting words from Tyreek Stevenson as we welcome you all back to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern live broadcast going on. Thanks everybody for being here today on the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel.
Good luck.
Matt
Good job.
Spiegel
Good job.
Is here with us. Layla and Lawrence will be doing the afternoon show today. And Nico Horner is going to be here at noon today for a full hour of action. Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations, will be here at 1:25 live with us. So we'll be talking plenty of Chicago Cubs. But you can make an argument, guys, that Tyreek Stevenson for the defense, for this game, made one of the biggest plays of the game, and that was on Javonte Williams and going after Javonte Williams in that quote that you just heard from him.
That is amazing, the way that he talks about it. I could see he just didn't want it. And that is an awesome way for a defender to think when you're running down a guy and you see that. Like, this has been elevated, obviously. These are big plays in the NFL. Aiden Hutchinson last night punching the ball out of Derrick Henry's arms. Like, you got to think about that, because when you do that, it's a massive change. And that was a massive change. I'm happy for Tyreek. That is a guy who could, I've always thought, show number one corner kind of skills. It's the mentality and, you know, the football smarts or consistency that I've questioned about him. But in terms of his cover, he's got it. Don't you think, Marshall, at times?
Yeah, the inconsistency is the thing that jumps out the most at you, because you're like, okay, I know you were taken with this pick for a certain reason. I know you have this potential, but to not realize that potential and now to be in year three, this is not a rookie. This isn't even a second-year player. He is taking too long. And remember, this is the guy at the beginning of the season. I said, he's going to have a comeback season. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. What does he do the first two games? He goes out, and quarterbacks target him with a perfect passer rating over two games.
Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
But he has bounced back nicely. You just hope that this can continue. Much like the conversation we had about Caleb, we need to see him build on it.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, man, like, you talk about, like, the perfect mentality for putting games away and dealing with stuff that has gone on. Like the stuff last year with Tyreek Stevenson obviously was really bad.
Embarrassing
for him and for the team and all of that. And that's why he's had to prove himself. But I will tell you, he talked to everybody whenever anybody wanted to talk to him. After the horrible game he had the week prior, I went up to him in the locker room, and he was, like, ready to talk about it. And you know, so what happened? He basically said, I had a horrible game, and that's not me. That's not the stuff that I want to put on tape. So he has this wonderful mentality for being a cornerback in the NFL. Here's the thing. He's just like Caleb Williams. You don't want these to be false starts. Like, he's kind of a microcosm of what the Bears are and what this game against Dallas represented is. Let's keep seeing that. Let's keep, because everybody believes that Tyreek Stevenson physically has the talent to, like, to be, continue to be a number one cornerback in this league.
Well, he's a young man, though, and a young player. He's got to get coached up, man. Like, the coaching staff from the last 2 years, from his first 2 years, has been exposed. How's this coaching staff doing?
Yeah, and Tyreek actually talked about that exactly, talking about what they are saying that he needs. Listen closely, because this is pretty real.
It felt good because last week just showed me I need to hone in on the small details and stay consistent at everything that I do, far as coming in, making sure I understand the plays, making sure I'm working on myself, making sure I'm taking care of my body, making sure I'm taking the right meds, and just making sure everything that I do on a consistent basis to lead up to the game is true, and I stay true to that process.
Needs to hone in on the details. Make sure you know the plays. Make sure you've taken care of your body. Stay true to the process.
Did you say take the right meds in there? Did I hear that? It was not in the quote you just read.
Oh, okay, did he say that? Was that part? I think he might have.
Am I crazy or did I just hear him say that?
He might, and that might just mean vitamins.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be eating and like vitamins. It could be whatever, but it could be more than that too. Whatever it is. But like, because it wasn't in the quote you read, but I thought I heard it. But either way, he needs structure, man. It's so clear. It's like, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with these kids under 25 or under 26. Some of them need a good, firm, strong hand. And it was so hilariously obvious last year. Dude does what he did on the Hail Mary and didn't even get chastised for it. And that thing was just such chaos. We don't need to go back and live it, but you got a bad game, so step up and coach the kid hard. And guess what? Show him love. Show him love. Like, when my kid messes up, I get in his face and I ride him about grades. But then he knows that I love him and I care and I want the best to come out of him. That's what you got to do with young players sometimes.
I think having a new coaching staff was probably the best thing that could have happened to Tyreek Stevenson, just from the standpoint of, the same people have been telling him the same stuff for the first 2 years of his career. The reset was, oh, this coach got fired. This staff got out of here. And you know what? If I don't do a better job, I'm going to be out of here looking for work and not as the guy that everybody wants to sign either. And that's the threat of what's happening with Tyreek Stevenson in what is essentially a contract year.
Yeah, he knows it. He gets it. He was a second rounder. You have to eventually be starting if you were him. One more cut from Tyreek Stevenson. And I like, he and Jaquan Brisker, like, I keep using the word irreverent. These guys, you ask these guys a question and they will answer it honestly. A question about CeeDee Lamb, who was injured early in the Dallas game, to Tyreek Stevenson.
Is there a part of you that wishes CeeDee Lamb could have stayed in the game just for the challenge?
No. No. No, it happened. Everything happens for a reason. He was out. Whether he was in or not, I feel like this defense is going to play hard, attack the ball as we did, and, you know, make the hard throws. So whether he was in or not, we was aiming for the dub.
That's hilarious.
The double no.
That's
no,
hilarious. No. I mean, Jalen Johnson would have said yes.
Yeah, no, totally.
Jalen Johnson's in a different place.
Oh, Jalen Johnson, he's a different cat. Jalen, from the moment he was a rookie, wanted to be one-on-one with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. It's very simple. Double-digit targets for CeeDee Lamb, or double-digit targets for Jake Ferguson? Yeah. Which one would you pick?
Well, yeah. And also, Nashawn Wright having to guard, what, Tolbert?
Yes.
Was it Nate Tolbert? Maybe. Which Tolbert?
Jalen.
Pick
Billy
a Tolbert.
Billy Joel Tolbert?
Is it Tony Tolbert?
Tony Tolbert? Yeah.
Give me your top five favorite Tolberts.
I think we just nailed them all right there.
I think we did.
We did the drill. So that was Tyreek Stevenson. We are going to keep the Bears talk hot right now because coming up, we will talk to the former Bear, the current Score guy, Patrick Manley, will join us next here on The Score. Rahimi Harris and Grody with Matt Spiegel from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.